This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Coming up, naturalist E.O. Wilson says it's not just the bees we should be worried about, but the beetles and the spiders, etc. But first, one of the most shocking stories of the week is of the murder and suicide of Chris Benoit's family. Police say that Mr. Benoit, a World Wrestling Entertainment champion, suffocated his wife, Nancy, and their 7-year-old son, Daniel, before hanging himself in the training room of his home in Fayetteville, Georgia, just outside Atlanta. An odd twist, a Wikipedia entry was changed hours before police found the bodies to say that Mr. Benoit missed a match because of his wife's death. Mr. Benoit, who was originally from Montreal, was known as the Canadian Crippler to admiring fans. His wife, Nancy, was also well known to WWE fans as a wrestling promoter who often accompanied her husband into the ring. Alex Marvez writes a column about pro wrestling for the South Florida Sun Sentinel. He joins us from Gainesville, Florida. Mr. Marvez, thanks so much for being with us.
Hey, thanks for having me.
The sheer brutality of this crime is just staggering. How have wrestling fans and the whole wrestling enterprise in this country been affected?
I'm absolutely stunned. I mean, this is not the actions of someone that, you know, the Chris Benoit that people knew. You know, the Chris Benoit that was a pro wrestler, even behind the scenes, was a guy who was a very mild-mannered guy, a guy who kept to himself, a private man. Initially, when news of the story broke, backstage in the WWE locker room, they thought it must have been a gas leak that killed all three of them, not the actions of someone who did the reprehensible things that this person did. And what the story has done is caused the mainstream media to take a real long look at the wrestling industry itself.
Help us take a look at some of the side stories and even speculations that have come up over the past couple of days. People immediately began to point the finger at steroids.
Yeah, and I'm not saying that there isn't a link there. You know, there were steroids found in Chris Benoit's house. Testosterone was one of those drugs that he was prescribed by a Dr. Phil Aston. Dr. Aston said that he was prescribing it because Chris Benoit had low testosterone levels from what he believed was prolonged steroid use. You have that expression, roid rage. You know, a guy who just in a fit of rage because his testosterone levels and his mental facilities may be so messed up by the steroids that he snaps. In this case, though, I don't know if that's necessarily the case simply because these seem to be deliberated acts. You know, he took the time to go ahead and bind his wife's hands and feet with tape, then went ahead and strangled her, and then hours later, the next day, went ahead and suffocated his son Daniel, and then long after that, went ahead and hung himself. I don't know if you can point to steroids directly, but I'm sure that as someone who is believed to have taken that drug for a long period of time, necessarily his mental state was helped at all by the fact he was taking these drugs.
I think even real fans of World Wrestling Entertainment aren't under the assumption that everything they see is real. You take a look at the guys pummeling each other in the ring and think, well, you know, they all walk away. It doesn't hurt. But then something like this, a family doesn't walk away.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. I mean, look, pro wrestling is pre-scripted entertainment. It makes you take a step back and look at the wrestling industry. Is World Wrestling Entertainment doing enough for its performers? They have a wellness program in place that has steroid testing. In fact, they claim that Chris Benoit passed a steroid test in April, that his testing for drugs was negative. Obviously, they may have to take another long look at this program, considering the laundry list of prescription drugs that were found in Chris Benoit's house. I mean, I think you also now look at what these guys go through. The style that they wrestle takes a tremendous toll on their bodies. You then throw in a traveling schedule, and pro wrestling fans expect that their wrestlers look like comic book heroes come to life. You combine all those pressures, and you had a situation where one of those performers obviously buckled and snapped under that.
Mr. Marvis, what do you make of this report that began to surface late Thursday night that somebody changed the Wikipedia entry for Chris Benoit?
I found it a little bit shocking, and I don't know if it's a hoax or not, and I say that because why just Nancy Benoit? Why not list Daniel Benoit? Now, it did come from Stamford, Connecticut, which is the home of World Wrestling Entertainment. It didn't come from their offices, but could it have been an employee updating a Wikipedia entry instead of telling the company itself? Because honest to goodness, I do not believe that World Wrestling Entertainment knew about this until late Monday afternoon. I don't think they also understood the gravity of what Chris Benoit had done. On Monday night, they aired a 3-hour tribute to Chris Benoit on their Monday Night Raw program. They canceled a live event. Once WWE had dawned upon them what Chris Benoit had done, they pulled down all tribute information from their website. I think the promotion is trying to distance themselves from this, but obviously with the attention receiving and more details that emerge, it's going to be difficult for them to do that.
Alex Marvez of the South Florida Sun Sentinel, thank you very much for being with us.
Hey, thanks for having me.